And now the game where we ask accomplished people about the accomplishments of other people they've never heard of. If that's confusing, it will become a little clearer as we play the game Not My Job. Now, you may not know this, but there are two preeminent public radio shows produced out of Chicago Public Radio. Really? Our show and, of course, Ira Glass's This American Life. Now, Ira's show is popular with educated people who enjoy sophisticated narratives about topics of political and personal significance, elegantly and professionally presented. We take care of everybody else. But now we figure, right now, absolutely everybody will be listening because Ira Glass joins us now. Welcome back to Wait, Wait, Ira.
Well, glad to be here.
Now, your show is practically a legend in public radio circles. I mean,
But nowhere else.
But well, that's not true, though. You've had a fair amount of public acclaim. You've been to the David Letterman show and such like that.
But in the slot at the end of the David Letterman show, where they have the farmer who has a potato that looks just like Drew Barrymore.
But I mean, maybe just to satisfy my own, you know, bitter jealousy, is there anybody out there who doesn't like what you do? Do you ever get any complaints?
Oh, we're on public radio, so we get lots of complaints, yeah. Any grammatical error, no matter how obscure. Do you get that?
Oh, yeah.
We also get a lot of animal rights activists. For years on the show, we did a poultry show every Thanksgiving that we called the Poultry Slam, named after the Poetry Slam.
Oh, I love that.
And after the third year or so, we got hundreds of letters from animal rights activists, from poultry activists. So at some point we had to address it, and it was all organized by a poultry activist. And what she said was that people who were raising chickens would come on the show and say that basically they had no personalities, that they're very unlikable creatures, that you don't bond with a chicken. And she said that's completely wrong. And if you were to come down here, you would see that that's so, if you would meet my chickens. And so I had like a number of objections to this. Number one, okay, you're a poultry activist, right? Like, look around, there's like a Holocaust going on.
Right, she's obviously doing a really bad job. Yeah.
That is not, and then okay, so you're gonna draw the line somewhere, like we must stop this, like tens of thousands of chickens are being consumed, hundreds of thousands a day, you know, and like not just consumed, but like, you know, like kids are biting into them on TV with jingling music, and like people are celebrating the eating of chicken, and like, okay, so we must stop this carnage, we must stop this Holocaust, how will we do it? Well, you know, there's a little radio show in Chicago. Which is like exactly, to me, it's like everything about political activism, which is stupid, all rolled up in one. Like they could get us off the air and kill us, and we would, you know, not one extra chicken would be saved.
So how did the whole personalities of the chicken thing work out?
Well, so I went out there and and I met her chickens. And I have to say, there's the shy ones and there's the outgoing ones and there's, like, it's not like a huge range of personalities. Like, I have to say, like, every time I would have chicken, I would actually think about the chickens that I met. And I would think
wondering
to myself,
if this were one of them, perhaps?
Well, no, hers are protected. Yeah. No, but like, honestly, like every time I had a chicken after that, like, it did make it real to me in a way that it hadn't before. And every time after I would eat chicken, I would think, is this the last chicken I'll ever eat?
When was the last time you ate chicken?
Like 5 years ago. Like,
really?
I stopped eating meat. Like, I stopped eating meat because of her. Like, she got the last laugh.
Oh, I cannot believe you're applauding. Sorry. I love meat. Sorry.
Ira, we are so pleased to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling
You're the Most Famous Poet of the Victorian Era.